Good evening, everyone. This is Joan.
And this is John. Welcome to Ask the Archangels, April 4th, 2017. Glad to have you all back with us. We look forward to another wonderful session and some wonderful questions. As you probably remember, the ones who have been with us before, our dear friends have requested that the questions tonight only be about the topic presented and not about personal issues. Of course, this is a benefit to the entire group. Again, they would like the questions to be short, concise, so that more of the group will have a chance to speak up. Of course, this will assist the Archangels to expand on the subject that they have brought to the group this evening, and they feel, obviously, very important. And by the way, these sessions are recorded and will be put up on our website in a couple of days. Now, let's take a deep breath and assist Joan in bringing forth our dear friend, Archangel Raphael, as our guest this evening.
Greetings, beloveds. It is I, Raphael. I am honored to be with you this evening to bring forth from the archangelic realm an energetic template of healing and love. When you have disruption in your life and there are anomalies, energetic anomalies that plague you, much of those anomalies are expressed through your mental emotional body, thoughts that you think consistently and negative emotions that are in play. These things are caused from, most of them are caused from not what you have done wrong, beloveds, but it is a misunderstanding that has plagued you for quite some time and is indicative of humanity at this time, the state of humanity. What seems to be a chaotic era in your world today is not exactly what you perceive. Chaos oftentimes motivates great changes in consciousness and in the way in which humans know themselves differently from what they have experienced, what they have been taught, and the programming that comes through various lineages. So it's in that perceived chaos where nothing seems to be working, and there is so much disruption which causes a lack of harmony in the environment, oftentimes pushes you to your limits. And because you feel very chaotic inside of yourself, not being able to reason a solution for your perceived problem, this is when you have to open up to a different viewpoint. And it is in that willingness to open that solutions come. You draw them to you. You begin to see a little differently. You have tried time and time again to resolve certain issues, and many without finding the solution, because the patterning continues in the same way. Fear, distrust, doubt. These things are great obstacles and hurdles that have to be crossed before that surrender into the openness of that very small voice within you, the voice of your soul, who is wise. And even though oftentimes you perceive that as being separate from you as a human, it is not. It is the driving force that will bring forth great healing in the human consciousness. You have separated yourself from that soul spirit in order to play in third dimension, which is all about separation and polarization. And you have experienced all different types of ways in which to live in a separated world. And finally, you find yourself in this present moment where you see very clearly that that does not serve you, nor does it make you happy. Nor does it make you closer to that divine spark that created your soul. So, yes, there is great healing that is necessary, along with that openness to receive. And that healing comes with the element of love, which is a creative force of source in itself. And that creative love must begin with you, in your heart. That love for what was created in you, that perfected image of your soul that was created and is part of your makeup. And the value that the wisdom of you at that soul level brings into the physical world. Honoring yourself. Honoring your ability to create. Not necessarily changes, but create all manner of experiences in your life. It's not about good or bad, success or failure. It's about experience. And when you learn to accept yourself in that love and that value and experience it, when you go out into the world, it is not a struggle. You don't struggle. You have compassion for others who struggle. You understand because you also have experienced levels of struggle. So there is less judgment, less separation. A closeness begins to develop with honoring all humans, regardless of their belief system or what they are exhibiting in their life, because you know you have been where they are. And it is only in that sacred heart of yours that you can receive this consciousness. It is there. It's a vast state of consciousness. And that love that is there for you to use in your creations. Now, understand that as you walk in the world, as you experience your life from that standpoint of a sacred physical vessel that creates realities. You choose differently. You choose more consciously. You are not so reactive. And when you are reactive, you notice. So, I am here this evening to bring your attention to these things because they are important in your life. Every human now is looking for that center of peace, that tranquil space where they can rest. And that space, dear ones, is within you. It's within that sacred heart. And when you enter that sacred part of yourself and you surrender to the love that is there for you, great healing takes place. The emotions calm, and you begin to embrace the beauty and the love that Source created in you because you feel it. You allow yourself, you grant yourself that space to receive. Many of you are under the perception that you must give first. And many of you give great love and affection and help to others, but many times at your own expense. Sacrifice of self is never productive because it keeps you in a belief system of being less than. It limits your ability to honor yourself. For it is in the changes that you make at that personal level. It is in the love that you allow yourself to receive that you are most beneficial to others. Because then you can share that love, not at your expense, because that type of love, that element of love that is ever creating is unlimited. It never runs out of resources, ever, because it is pure, undifferentiated source energy. So only when you can surrender into the force and the beauty and the power of that element of love can you truly heal on all levels. And you can then truly share in an unlimited way. Many times it's in discerning when you are to help, and when you are just required to love. Sometimes in the most painful situations with others, you must allow them their pain. You must allow them to see that it's up to them to create the solutions to the pain that they have caused themselves through either ignorance or misunderstanding. And it is only in that place, that sacred place of your heart, that you are willing to surrender to the inexplicable nature of undifferentiated love. You are washed and you are cleansed and you are healed in that space. So I would invite you now to have a conversation with me and to ask your questions or to comment on what I have said and talk about your experience in the worst of your times, not specifics, but how you surrendered in to that element of love and what brought you to that place when you were required to make that choice for yourself. For every individual must make that choice for themselves. So please now, let's have a discussion.
Whoever would like to be first, just hit *6, the number 1, and you'll be on. Hello.
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 Hi. I just wanted to comment. I was thinking about what you were saying and going to our sacred heart where we can connect with source energy and God. And so what's been happening for me is fear has been coming up a lot with all the various chaos taking place. And I was just in a terrible state of fear last week. And my typical reaction would have been to just be very, very agitated and frightened. And instead, something just told me to sit quietly and connect with my heart. And almost within an instant, as soon as I did this and just closed my eyes and breathed, the most unbelievable calm just came over me and just brought me so much peace. So I find that the sooner we can remember that this is available to us, the sooner we can utilize it for everything, fear or what have you, whatever is taking place. So I just wanted to share that experience.
I am so glad that you did. Thank you so much. Because
sure.
You are the perfect example of what I have been speaking of, and you experienced it.
I
you
did.
Can never know that until you experience it. So now, when you get into those spaces, you're triggered by one event or another in life, you will know where to go for healing and calm.
Right.
Because you've experienced it. I could tell you many, many, many times every day. But until you actually experience it, you will not know. Thank
yes.
you.
Thank you.
Hi, Raphael. This is Sharka.
Hello, Sharka.
I want to thank you for this message. It spoke to me exactly what I was experiencing this past month. And I got the answer from you. I just did it. I just allowed myself to receive. And I also allowed my family the pain from grieving. So thank you so much. I was fighting it because I felt like I am selfish by healing myself while my daughter would be grieving her son. And you just gave me the answers. And I managed to release my pain a couple days ago, which is after 1 month. So I did something right. But I think, I know that through listening to you, now I have the experience, I know what happened. And what I need to do.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Thank you.
You for your comment. Thank you.
Hello, this is Katie.
Hello, Katie.
I also want to add to what the two previous people have said, that I've experienced this power also. Like so many of us, my everyday world is in extreme turmoil. And because of the techniques we've been given, the contact with spirit, with the archangels, over and over and over, it occurred to me that if I'm really trusting spirit, all I have to do is trust and let go of the struggle. And I started seeing myself going through all this in ease because it's a choice. I'm going to go through it anyway, so I can go through it happy, in ease, in love, or the way some other people used to do it, and it works. And so I'm just adding my voice that this is quite possible. We're at the decision point, and we can do it.
Yes, you are absolutely right. So here again, as you have said it very well, you are in the middle of an experience. How do you choose to experience it? The answers may not come all at once, but they will be there as you need them. So thank you for sharing.
And thank you for your message. Like others, I felt like you were speaking directly to me and my situation.
And I was. I was speaking to all of you.
I know. I know.
Are in the same situation.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. See, we can laugh about it because we do have each other, too.
Yes. Yes. Very special group.
Yes.
This evening.
Thank you.
You are welcome. Thank you.
Hello, Raphael.
Hello.
Hi, this is Diane.
Hi, Diane.
I had trouble at first getting onto the call, so I missed the very first part of your message. So I hope I'm in line with what I'm going to ask you. Yes, I'm dealing with a situation where I see the individual is going through pain, and I heard your part about that he may need to go through that. As much as I just hold my heart and that it can be worked out for that individual, but it also is wearing on me as well. So I don't know if I need to leave that work situation. So I'm seeing that I'm in two spaces. I see the 3D world, and I also see the 5D. And so I'm back and forth between those two areas today. And anyway.
It's a difficult, sometimes very difficult, to have part of you involved in that third dimensional world, mm-hmm. but yet be fully immersed in the consciousness of who you are. So let me give you a little insight into this situation.
Thank you.
First of all, understand that the pain that you feel in a situation is because you are matching an energy. Can you see that? You are matching it because you have felt that devastation.
Oh.
The actual situation may be different, but the energy that was involved in that was very similar. So when you feel the pain of that individual, you can uh-huh. relate to it because you have felt that pain within yourself in certain experiences that you have had. So you mistake that in this old paradigm, which is get rid of the pain. I have to fix it so this person will not feel like this. But sometimes that individual needs that pain to lead them where their soul needs to be.
Oh.
So rather than matching energies, go to that sacred heart. Immerse yourself in that element of love. And use that element of love. Be in compassion for what that person is feeling, because you understand that.
Yeah.
But just hold that center. Model it the calmness, the love, the compassion, and allow them to allow their soul to lead them to change it. Now that
I'm not fixing it. I'm just holding the love.
You're just holding the energy of love and calm and harmony and resolution. You're holding that creative force and you're modeling it. You're listening, attentive listening, but you're not offering a solution unless specifically asked. And you can start with a leading question such as, I understand, or I hear where you're coming from. What do you think would be the first step of creating a change? And sometimes just allowing them to voice it, they hear it, and then they can follow through. But when they're in the distress of the emotion, they're bound up in the emotion, and they can't see.
Very helpful. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Greetings, Raphael. This is Joe. Just to comment, I don't remember when I first surrendered to love. I just know that I need to do it several times a day, every time I'm triggered. And when, you know, one situation is when somebody does something, you know, disrespectful or something like that, something that I perceive as wrong, in my natural reaction is, you know, and what I've been taught, you know, all my life, you have to confront that person and you have to, you know, stand up for yourself and respond with anger and get mad, and to try to respond with love was just so difficult because it went so counter to my lifelong conditioning. And it took, you know, the first few times I tried it, it took, you know, I mean, just 2 or 3, 4 days or something. It was really difficult. But when I was finally able to do it, and I kept trying over and over, then the situation changed. You know, and it was amazing. You know, and the whatever it was that was wrong quit happening. And so I have to do that quite often because, believe me, there's plenty of wrong in this world. That, but it needs the love to correct it. So that's my comments. I would recommend anybody to try it. But I do have a question for you. Could you please explain? We talk about the higher self, the oversoul, the Christ that oversoul, and we talk about the I am presence. But I've never quite understood what the I am presence is in relation to the Christ that oversoul and the oversoul. Would you be so kind as to explain that, please?
Yes, I can do that. First of all, that higher self, is you from that wise perspective of soul. All the experiences that you've ever had and the wisdom you've gained. And in the consciousness of third dimension, that higher self is not available. You are in such a state of separation and denseness that you cannot hear that part of you. You cannot access it. But as you start to transition into that more fourth dimension where you see changes have to be made, and that you see that there's more to this picture than that what you have known, then you are opening yourself to that still, soft voice of your soul, your higher self. So as to your oversoul and the Christed oversoul, the oversoul generally on most humans that have incarnated in the last, say, 100 years of your time. Not the new children coming in since 2012, but prior to that. the Oversoul could not enter the body because it was too dense. The consciousness was dense. There wasn't the openness of the Sacred Heart. But all of that has been transformed. And so the Oversoul now can begin to occupy the body, the physical body. The Oversoul is that part of you that is pure spirit. It is the mind, the universal mind part of you that is spirit. And when that Oversoul begins to descend into the physical body, then a beautiful thing happens. There is a merging of the soul spirit, which means there is a merging of your higher self and your Oversoul, which is pure spirit. That is the part of you that is pure divine, the divine element of spirit. You were made, you are created in that image. You are that spark of spirit is you. The Christed Oversoul is a variance of that. It holds the Christ consciousness, the consciousness of planet Earth in its original state, the consciousness of the human as it was originally created in that perfected image, but having that aspect of love, undifferentiated love and light, that creative force that creates in that image. So the I Am Presence is that within you, all things united in one state of consciousness, of Christ consciousness, if you will. That is you. That is who you are. And so the voice of spirit flows through you because it is you. You are that I Am Present. You are that Holy Spirit. And that state of consciousness has been unavailable. And it is elusive, even as we speak. You've experienced states of that. All of you have, at one time or another. But it isn't long-lasting because the body still has a denseness to it. So it, when you are in a reactive state, when you are in fear, when you are in anger, when you are in despair or doubt, it cannot be present. So you have this constant ascending and descending of that soul spirit. Mm. And so it's going to take a while for the body to transcend all that and to transform into that fifth dimensional state so that, the presence, the I Am Presence, the whole I Am Presence in Christ consciousness is present all of your time spent in the body. And that is coming. It's evolving. The consciousness is evolving. The body is evolving. Does that answer your question?
Very much so. That was crystal clear. And that ascending and descending, part of that is that choosing love. Mm-hmm. You know, each moment I'm triggered. You know, I'm starting to descend. Oops, choose love. Oh, now I ascend. Okay.
So you allow the descension of the fullness of who you are into the body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the body has a hard time with it sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a beautiful state, and it's just, you're in transition.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much. That was crystal clear. I understand much better now.
This is Jane in New Mexico.
Yes.
That fits with my question. In my work with, so see, I feel like you're speaking just directly to me too. in my work dying people and talking with others who do this work, I think there are many people who arrive at their deathbed never having had this experience of surrendering to undifferentiated love. Sometimes on their deathbed or just prior to, they're able to have this experience. But I think some people pass without having it. And I wonder if you can comment on that.
You are accurate in that statement. And it's not so much that they've done anything wrong. It's
just
the journey that they have chosen. And for whatever reason, and there are many reasons for this, but for whatever reason, they were never able to access that quiet voice because they never took the time to be quiet and go within and surrender to that force of love. They were too invested in the physical third-dimensional world and the programming that comes along with that. So therefore, they could not, in this life experience, know that. But that doesn't mean that they won't have many opportunities in other life experiences, whether it be on planet Earth or it be in some other body type. Some of these individuals are new to the experiences of the limitations of a physical human form. And so they were so limited by that third dimensional template in the third dimensional body that they could not experience their soul purpose or their soul spirit in its original form because the body was just too limited, and they didn't have the maturity of spirit or the experience in a human form to overcome those limitations.
It's not always easy to witness that.
No.
And sometimes they can be sort of prompted with just a simple question, what they think is going on, or what are the thoughts that they're having now? And it can be amazing the things that can come up.
Yeah.
So even then it can be possible.
Yes, because they feel like they don't have a choice but to surrender.
Yeah. Sometimes that seems to be what it takes.
Yes, because they're fearful of death.
Mm-hmm.
Death.
Oh, they're terrorized. Yeah, they're
So it's individuals like you who understand this and can lead them if they will allow it, or just to hold that space for them that they weren't able to hold, and that space of love.
Yeah.
And knowing that it's there if they can accept it. If it isn't, they will have another opportunity.
Well, it's good to realize that this is the kind of experience that prepares you for your deathbed in a good way.
Yes, yes. But understand that you have a very special gift as that energetic space holder.
I can feel the power of it.
Yes, and that's part of your mastery. You hold that mastery of an energetic space holder. And that in itself is such a gift to others.
That's a good way to put it, too. Energetic space holder. That's exactly it. It's like a way to be a witness.
Yes.
Thank you.
You are welcome.
Hello. This is Allie. And I thank Archangel Raphael for his message. Tonight, I have been in a situation, well, several actually, where communication has been cut off because of our differences. And I have stepped back and looked at the situation, and then I see that I probably could have done things better, or I was just as judgmental with their opinion as they were with mine. But if the communication is cut off, I don't know how to remedy the situation. And a few days ago, I was walking around and got this message, forgiveness. And I think it was for me to forgive myself and just keep going, being more aware of people's conversation and feelings in the future. Is this correct?
That is absolutely correct. It was a huge learning curve for you. Yes.
Yeah, I've had judgmental issues before.
Yes, you're absolutely right. But all of that is in great change. You have experienced, you have learned, and from this time forward, your relationships will change. Doesn't mean that they'll change all at once or that you won't be triggered from time to time about with someone's comment that you don't agree with. But it won't have the force that it once had. And you will see it for what it is. And you will be able to move away from that judgment very easily.
So it's not so important that I try to go back and remedy a situation?
Not
or just that I've...
Just move on.
Okay.
Move on. Chances are that you cannot alter what has gone. It's past. It's gone. Now what is important is your conscious awareness from this moment and from every present moment from here on in. Being conscious in the moment.
Thank you very much.
You are very welcome.
Hello, Raphael. This is Linka.
Yes, hello.
Raphael, I'm wondering, I'm feeling quite stuck quite some time. Is this a physical question?
That you're stuck?
Yes. That I feel stuck.
You feel stuck? In what way?
In a way that when I want to do something, it doesn't succeed in going on with it. It is as if I am not able to be successful to manage
that's
things.
Not, yes, well, that's not totally true, Rinka.
No.
No, because with every action, it's not about your judgment, whether it is a success per se, but what you have learned or what consciousness you arrived at because of the experience that you gained. Now, in the creative process, it's important that you recognize that the creative force not only is embedded in that element of love, which is within you, and the love and the confidence in yourself that you have many abilities that you can use. But it's in the consistent thought patterns, in the consistent emotions that those thoughts evoke that you need to pay attention to. Because somewhere there is a disconnect in this energetic creative force, either that you are doubting yourself or you have an emotion that tells you you're going to fail or a dread that you will fail. So when you embrace the creative force, have confidence in yourself that you can create differently and hold that confidence in your emotions, then you will manifest more precisely. and you will manifest not necessarily in the ways that you have perceived as success or failure, but you will manifest opportunities for yourself.
Yes, but I don't think I'll get it quite. When I want to finish a job inside house, which has to be repaired, then it seems like things from outside are bothering me to finish it. So it's blocking me to finish it, or I can't find what I need to do to make some steps, or it isn't there, or
it's about choice. And it's about focusing your attention. So if you have a project that you have to do in the house, you have to focus on that project and not let your attention wander to other things, and choose to perform the tasks that are needed to finish the chore or what it is that is required of you at that present time. So it's in your focus and in your choice not to allow your attention to be dissuaded from the task at hand.
Yes, but sometimes I need another one to make the first steps before I can go on. And often I don't know how to call it, but it's as if it doesn't might of it isn't allowed to finish it. That's the way I experience it.
Because you have a perception that it has to be a certain way, and you are not surrendering into the force, the creative force.
Okay.
Maybe you don't need to take step 1, 2, and 3. You need to take step 1 and then 3. And
okay.
2 isn't very relevant to the process at hand. Don't be rigid is what I'm saying to you. Don't be rigid.
Okay.
Because the creative force is very, very fluid. It's not linear.
No.
And it isn't necessarily step 1, step 2, step 3, step 4, it's in that fluidity of creating it and enjoying the force of creation, not limiting yourself to steps per se.
Okay. I will look at it with other eyes, as you told me, to be more creative and more fluently.
Yes. Yes. Try it, and I think you will experience a total different way to create.
Yes. Thank you.
You are welcome.
Raphael, thank you so much. I am involved in a program that I've been working on for 2 years now with a group, and I'm now to the third year. But I'm feeling like, and I love doing it. I mean, I just absolutely love it. I love the work with the color codes and all the wonderful things we're learning. But I feel like I need to almost take a break because of things going on in my life to do that inner soul searching, that I need to listen to my soul at this time. So I'm just feeling a little torn.
Well, is it in your best interest to withdraw totally? Or it's in your best interest to step back and create a space for that quiet time, but yet still have some portion of you involved. And only that choice can only be made by you, by spending some quiet time in introspection on what it is you need. So that when you choose to go in the world in groups, that you are able to do so within the new consciousness that you have gained, the experience that you have gained by that interior journey. Not everyone is required to go into a monastic situation where you totally withdraw from the world. Many of you operate in the world very successfully, but yet choose specific times every day to do that introspection and to be withdrawing into the spirit of who you are. So we just come to this juncture where you have to spend a little time finding out what it is that you need for you and then following that direction, whether it is to be withdrawn for a while or to create that space for yourself.
Okay, thank you very much.
You are very welcome. It's a very good question, because in busy lives that all of you have, it's a balancing act. And many of humans don't understand at this time is that they have to take into consideration what is best for me at this time. I cannot give to the world what I came here to give if I don't take care of me first. And that's in total opposition to the programming that you've been given.
Thank you.
You are very welcome. Thank you for commenting and your question.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Raphael. I'm not exactly sure what my question is. It's more, I experience love. I experience the connection and the presence. If a long while ago I realized that that love and the source flow is always there. It doesn't leave me. I leave it. And so that has
Correct.
Always been.
Good observation.
It's always been, through that realization, the choice is easy. And I have the I Am presence with me pretty consistently. I do experience, and I'm asking this question because it feels like it's also a collective question as well. I do have some experience of not quite alignment with physicality in the sense of I love who I am and my body, like I carry weight on my body, and yet so there's quite a disconnect there between the love and then how that's perceived in the world and the reflections that come back. It's almost like having cold water splashed, but I'm going to take responsibility for it and say that it feels like there is a very deep pattern that's running that I'm curious about allowing new information to come into, but it feels almost closed, like it's a closed circuit. And so it perpetuates a separation between who I am, my I Am presence, and how I experience myself in physical form, like even to, you know, what I eat or whatever. Anyway, I'm not quite sure about the question, but I think maybe that explanation might spark some information to come through.
Well, first of all, the comfort in the body. When you have access to certain levels of consciousness that is not compatible with the 3D body that you occupy, then you're right, there is a disconnect because that full descension of soul spirit cannot occupy the body totally and on a consistent basis. So therefore, you are open to the influences of the genetic lineage of the body, the experiences that that genetic lineage has had in relation to survival, relationship to others, and that perceived need for others' acceptance in order for your survival. So therefore, for some individuals, weight gain is a natural comfort for to comfort themselves from that disconnect. And when you are in that space and you're not comfortable in your, so to speak, your own skin, your own body, then the perception of the body, which is what does that person think of me and how important is it to me that I have their acceptance or that they like me. And everyone, that is a human need, wants mm-hmm. to be loved and accepted.
Mm-hmm.
Because at that universal, vaster consciousness, you are in that collectiveness of Christ consciousness where there all is love,
mm-hmm.
all is unity. But in a world of third, fourth dimension, and in various stages of fifth dimension, that is not a coherent state
mm-hmm.
so that you are able, you at a conscious level, at your state of consciousness, can discern various energetic patternings.
Mm-hmm.
But in the body can't discern. So it's always in that survival mode. So this is what causes you great difficulty. And so more attention has to be paid to the physical state of the body and what it's going to take for that body to for you to create a different vibration within your body.
And it has nothing to do with following prescribed patterns of either food or exercise or things like that. Like, that contributes, but it's really a vibrational presence.
Correct.
And then that will lead the way to the natural formation of my body in its natural, highest vibrational expression.
Correct.
Okay.
And it may not be what society at this present time perceives.
Darn
the
it.
The important part is that you are comfortable in it, that you are in a state of health and well-being, and that you love your body.
And as long, and if that's the, and if I don't, if I have the doubts, then I haven't quite mastered the alignment yet.
Correct.
Okay.
And what has taken over is the genetics of the body, that programming of the first few strands of the DNA that
okay.
relates to the lineage, that every one of you are responsible in some form for altering a piece of that lineage. That's why you are in the lineage that you're in, because it's through your understanding of yourself that pieces and parts of the lineage are transformed.
That is very empowering. What I saw when you said that was how I was actually feeling like a victim to this. And really, I have mastery in different areas, but I can just bring in that those energetics to this as well. It's no different.
Correct.
Okay. So
there's
this
question.
Yeah. Yeah, and this can apply to any area that we are separate with, that we feel separation or being run by patterns with. It's
correct.
It's the same answer.
It's the same answer. It you are not a victim unless you choose to be a victim.
Wonderful. Thank you. That was magical. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You are very welcome. Mm-hmm. Thank you. It was a very good question. Well, beloveds, this has been a beautiful conversation. And many of you voiced your experience, and you shared it. This was the most important, loving thing that you could do, is to share at that personal level. It's not about solve my problem, but this is my experience, and this is how I see it. And then asking a question that would be helpful for everyone. Thank you for participating in this collective with me And thank you very much for every question that you asked and every experience that you voiced. Blessings, beloveds.
Well, thanks, everyone. What a wonderful experience to share the evening with Archangel Raphael and all the wonderful questions that you precisely asked this evening. So thank you all very much. We look forward to seeing you all, same time, same place, next month. Blessings.
Good night, all.